Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be concluding the fourth chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah and beginning the fifth. Mishnah Yud Beis, the last Mishnah in the fourth parak, tells us, Hamatahar Yeno Shel Nachri, if a Jew is making kosher wine on the vineyard of a non-Jew, Venos No Barushuso, and he leaves the wine that he's made in the property of the non-Jew, V'halakosev Lo, his Kabalti Mimcha Maos, and the non-Jew writes a receipt saying that he was paid for this wine, whether or not it's actually true, mutter, then the wine is permitted, because the non-Jew is not going to touch it, because he has demonstrated that he considers it the Jew's property. Aval im yirtzi Yisrael lehotzio, ve'eno manicho ad shiyitein lo es maosav. But if the Jew wants to take the wine with him, and the non-Jew won't let him until he actually pays up, zeha yamaisa be'sha'an, this actually happened in Beis Sha'an, v'asru chachamim, and the sages prohibited the wine, because then the non-Jew shows that he still considers himself the owner of the wine. There's nothing to stop him from taking it and touching it and handling it and drinking from it. So in such a case, if you leave it with him, it's considered yayin nesech. Let's look in the Bartonuro. V'halo kosev lo his kabalti mimcha maos mutter, if he wrote him a receipt saying, I received payment for this wine. Im habayas pasuach l'rashus harabim v'yisraelim darim ba'oso ha'ir kidam rinan la'el. That requires, though, that it be visible from the public domain and that Jews live in the city who might see if he takes from it, as discussed in the previous Mishnah. Aval imratza, but if the Jew wants to take the wine and the non-Jew won't let him until he's paid. Dahashta havi hayayin mishkon etzal hanachri. Now the wine is considered security for a debt left with the non-Jew. Ho'aviyeshlo milva al hayayin, because he has a financial claim, he has a lien on the wine. Usser, so it's prohibited. Delo mirseis to suffer I chazuli batavali amina didihu. He's not concerned to take any because if someone sees him, he'll just say it's mine. Va'afal pishim avteach v'chosim biyad Yisrael usser. And in this case, even if it's locked, even if the Jew has the key, the wine is prohibited. That's the end of Perek Dalad. Let us immediately begin Perek Hay. Hasocher es hapoel asosimo biyayin nesech. If a non-Jew hires a Jew to work with him with yayin nesech, with libation wine, scharo usser, the Jew's wages are prohibited. This money is usser, he's not allowed to use it. Scharo la asos imo malach acheris, if he hired him to do some other form of work, even though he then tells him, move this barrel of yayin nesech from one place to another, scharo mutter, his wages, the Jew's wages, are permitted. If one hires a donkey to transport barrels of libation wine, schara asur, then the rental fee for this donkey is prohibited. Schara leishev aleha, but if he hired it just to ride himself, afal pi shehniach hagoy legino aleha, even though the non-Jewish renter puts his own jug on it, schara mutter, then the wage for hiring this donkey is permitted. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Hasocheres hapoel asosimo b'yayin nesech, if one hires a worker to handle libation wine with him. L'horiko mi kli el kli, o l'holich chavios mi mokum l'mokum, so whether it's pouring into different vessels or moving barrels around. V'afilu b'stam yenam, even with regular wine that's not libation wine, but if it's wine belonging to the non-Jews, it's not permitted. Scharo aser, his wages are prohibited. Knasu shekansu chachamim b'yayin nesech u'b'stam yenam. That's a penalty that the rabbis imposed when it comes to libation wine or regular wine of non-Jews. But if he hires him for some other work, and just incidental to that, he happens to move some yayin nesech, scharo mutter, his wages are permitted. Kagon sha'amar lo kol chavis v'chavis b'pruta, such as if he says to him, I'll pay you a pruta for every barrel you move. Quick look in the Tosfos Yontiv. And that's talking about barrels that are not libation wine, but rather they've got beer in them, they've got whiskey in them. And even though he said to him, move for me this barrel of libation wine, perish afal pi shebe shashes scharo hodiu shebe klal hamalacha ika chavishal yayin nesech. That means to say that when he hired him for the job, he said, oh, and among all those barrels is also a barrel of libation wine. Okay, back in the Bartonuro. Avalem amarlo haverli mea chavios, but mea prutos. But if he said to him, move 100 barrels and I'll give you 100 prutos, v'nimsa chavisho yayin nesach b'nehem, and there happens to be yayin nesach among them, scharo usser, then his wages are prohibited. So if he's being paid for each barrel, and most of them are just regular barrels, that's fine. You might have to throw away the one pruta for the one barrel of yayin nesach. But if you're being paid 100 prutos to move 100 barrels, and some of them are yayin nesach, then again, it's a simple flat fee, and the money is prohibited. Hasocher es hachamor, schara aser. If one rents his donkey to transport libation wine, then the rental fee is prohibited. Hamasnisa nakat le mishum seifa. The only reason we need to be told this, which is fairly self-evident, is because of what comes next in the Mishnah. Vaseifa also loashmuinan, the afal gav, the hasocher es hachamor, lirchova leha, stama, scharanami leha niach legino sho yain, umzonosova leha, and what the conclusion tells us, where it says that if the non-Jewish renter puts his jug of libation wine on the donkey, the wages are permitted, is because when you rent a donkey, normally you assume that the rider is going to have his own food and wine that he's going to carry on it. Saka daita chamina da havi ke'ilu schara mi'ikara lahavi alehad yayin nesach v'scharo aser. So I might think, knowing going into this, that the guy who rented it is bringing lunch and he's got yayin nesach and he's carrying it with him, then the wages would be prohibited. Kamash malan. So it comes to teach us otherwise. So because we need to be told this chiddush, this revelation, that even though we know the renter is going to have his own jug, that doesn't prohibit it. But in order to tell us that, it first has to tell us that otherwise you can't rent your donkey in order to transport barrels of yayin nesach. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.